Let's discover.
This Caribbean island was the home of reggae legend Bob Marley. More than 40 years after Bob's death, his presence is everywhere. Here are four examples.
Jamaica. Sea, sun, sport, and Bob Marley.
In the music, reggae is part of Jamaica's identity. Reggae was born there in the 1960s, and Bob Marley and his group, the Wailers, introduced it to the rest of the world. The lyrics are in Jamaican English and patois, but reggae has roots in jazz, R&B, and African folk. Today, Sean Paul, Coffee, and other new artists continue the island's musical tradition.
On the beaches. Jamaica is famous for its beautiful beaches, such as Montego Bay in the north, with its crystal clear waters. 4.3 million tourists visit the tropical island every year, but few go to Bob Marley Beach in the south of the island. Rastafarians have a spiritual connection with the beach that Bob loved. They are scared it will become a luxury hotel complex.
In Kingston. Kingston is the capital and biggest city in Jamaica. About 600,000 people live there. It has modern buildings, but also has traces of its colonial past. Jamaica was colonized by Spain until 1655, then by Britain until 1962. Threats include earthquakes and drug violence. Kingston has poor areas too, such as Trenchtown, where Bob Marley lived. It's home to his museum.
At sports events. Jamaica has a population of only 2.8 million, but it has produced world champions, especially sprinters. Usain Bolt is the world record holder for the 100 metre and 200 metre, while Shelley Ann Fraser-Pryce wants to win another Olympic gold this summer. But guess whose statue stands at the gate of Jamaica's National Stadium? Clue? He loved football, but he's not a sports star. Yes, Bob Marley.